Well, let's go into number 11. The considerations resulting in conditions of existence are fourfold. Now, why should I talk to you about that, the conditions of existence? Because I've spent hours and hours here in these lectures talking to you about the conditions of existence. And here they are merely stated in axiomatic form. And in case you are still confused, I invite you to look over 11A, 11B, 11C, and 11D. And that is an exact statement of these conditions of existence, as-isness, alter-isness, isness, and not-isness. We've spent enough hours on that, so let's take up number 12. The primary condition of any universe is that two spaces, energies, or objects must not occupy the same space. When this condition is violated, a perfect duplicate, the apparency of any universe or any part thereof is nulled. Now let's get Korzybski. Let's look at general semantics, and let's find out that he was very careful to demonstrate that two objects could not occupy the same space. In other words, Korzybski was dramatizing, preserve the universe, preserve the universe, preserve the universe. Now this one tells you that if two objects can't occupy the same space, you haven't got a universe. And sure enough, if you just ask a pretty clear a lot of times what object can occupy the same space you're occupying, he'll work at it and he'll work at it and work at it. And first thing you know, why, he's capable of doing many things which he was not able to do before. His space straightens out, he can create space again and so forth. Merely because this mess universe has been telling him so often that two objects cannot occupy the same space, he has begun to believe it. And he believes this is the most thorough law that he has. So we find a person perfectly contentedly being in a body, believing as a body. Why, he knows that he, a Thetan, could not occupy the same space as a body. He knows this is impossible. Two objects can't occupy the same space. He's an object, and his body's an object, so the two can't occupy the same space. Well, actually, this is very interesting, because you'll find that two universes can occupy the same space, and actually do occupy the same space. You'll find the universe of the Thetan is occupying the same space as the physical universe. But once he declares that both of them are occupying the same space, you get an interesting condition. Now, I'm not going to try to take up at this time the perfect duplicate with you. You'll have to prove this to yourself. But it's just enough to say two objects are occupying that space, identically occupying that space, and poof, it's gone. It's just enough. That's just the way you make things vanish. That is to get its as-isness. And this is why as-isness works and why things disappear when you get their as-isness.